Welcome back to Real Estate New. Folks, I got to give you an update. Jeremy just told me that DeMarco Murray did sign with the Philadelphia Eagles. So for all you Cowboy fans. No, but Patrick just told me. So what did you just say, Patrick?
I heard a rumor that the Cowboys are this close to signing Adrian Peterson.
I hope that is true. I think he's a great running back. Well, folks, you know, we always got to throw a little sport. You know, Jeremy Bryant, who's a sports announcer here, always does the sports. So we always have to throw a little sports in our real estate show. Okay. Patrick, you just brought back some good information. I'm going to turn it back to you and let you kind of give us an update on what's going on.
Okay. Well, a lot of information that I'm going to share with you is on our website. Again, that's www.voicefortexas.com. Now, Voice for Texas is also on Facebook, but instead of Voice F-O-R, it's Voice and then the number 4, Voice for Texas on Facebook. You know, some of the issues that TREPAC has been fighting for the last 42 years and now trying to get consumers involved through Voice for Texas, you know, everything from eminent domain proceedings. Back in 2011, we fought for consumer protection when eminent domain things come up. And what's eminent domain? It's where the government comes in and says, well, we're going to take this part of your land and we're going to let this company use it, or we're going to use it. Well, they added some strengthening in there. Those types of issues.
Well, and he's talking about eminent domain. I'll tell you this. We're talking about, I said, agriculture background in Sonora. Interstate 10, they went right through the ranch. And guess what? That wasn't, did you say yes or no? You say, well, you don't want me putting your highway through our ranch.
Exactly.
Guess what? They say, here's what we're going to do, and here's what we're going to pay you. And like you said, there got to be an instance where some of the city municipalities were saying, we're going to take this, this, and this. And it wasn't good for the people that own the property.
Absolutely. We saw a lot of that when they started building the toll roads in the Austin area as well. They built, you know, 130 and 45. And I felt really bad because you drive down 130 and here are these people's farms. And we're driving right through them. And you know that this was all part of their land at one point in time. And now it's gone.
And we're saying bad, but there was also a need for eminent domain.
Absolutely. So, there's anything. Kind of a give and take for sure.
It is. But folks, she just brought up Austin, and I go to Austin about once a month now for TAR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you go there very much, you will appreciate driving in San Angelo.
Yes, you will.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Patrick, I'm sorry to jump in there. I was gonna let
you
get
that's okay. You know, and 2011 was a really important session for TREPAC Voice for Texas. You know, some of the things we fought for. I know there's not a lot of HOAs in San Angelo, but they're big in Austin. They're big in a lot of cities across the state. We fought for some HOA reforms. We fought private transfer fees on real estate transactions, and that seems to come up all the time. We stopped transfer fees back in 2011, and this was after we stopped them back in 2003, too. You know, it's like the bad penny. Those types of ideas keep coming up because somebody sees this huge apple, they say, oh, we've got this real estate transaction. We can go get some money off of that. Well, that's a bad idea all the way around.
It's a horrible idea. Can you imagine an 18% tax on the sale of a home? I mean, that's ridiculous.
First-time homebuyers, I don't know how they could do it.
Right. How could a lot of people do it? It's just, it would just further off. You know, the inevitable of purchasing a home and those first-time home buyers, as it is now when they're coming out of college with these humongous debts of tuition, they have to already put it off between 3 and 5 years of purchasing their own home. If you had a transfer tax on top of that, it's even further out, and that's hurting our economy in the long run.
And what Patrick was just saying, folks, let's just think about something for a minute. Whether you like it or not, it's just the way it is.
Right.
We have to have taxes.
Yes.
To pay for our roads, to pay for all the stuff we want. Here's the deal. If you don't have some representation and the right representation, they're going to get more from you than somebody else, period. So that's it.
I mean, that's in a nutshell.
We're fixing to head back up to the Capitol to visit and say, well, private property rights, this is what we want.
Absolutely.
To protect that, because if they don't take it from somebody else, they take it from you. And that's what is going to happen. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. Well, you know, and that's the kind of – those are the types of legislators and candidates that we try to support, those that keep an eye on those sorts of things. You know, because every dollar is taxed is a dollar that's taken away from a consumer or a business owner. So it's the government's best interest, and we think it's their best interest, to only use the limited amount of tax necessary to keep government running. So that's why we're pushing for this tripling of the homestead exemption in this legislative session, because we've got this surplus. We need to use those surplus to lower those taxes to return that money to consumers, because they're the ones who built this surplus. A surplus basically means is they overtaxed us.
I would love to say I had a surplus in my bank account.
Yeah, me too.
Who wouldn't, right?
Unbelievable.
But again, you know, voicefortexas.com, we would love for your listeners to look us up on the web, on Facebook, however, interact with us, send us an email. You know, we've got that box on there where you can give us your issues. We want to hear from them, because that's how we end up getting involved in local issues. You know, in Austin, we got involved in a fight there. They were looking at some mandatory and pretty costly point of sale energy upgrades. They were proposed by the city council, and they would have really created some unfavorable conditions for home sales. And we got involved. Now, they still have those energy audits and things like that, but the energy audit is just informational. If that home buyer chooses to act on any of those things in the energy audit, that's their business and the business of the person buying their house. They're not mandatory saying, well, these things were in the energy audit. You can't sell your house until you do these.
Wow. One of the best things I think about this is it truly gives each individual a voice. They are able to go onto our website through our Facebook page and actually let us know what issues that they are facing. One of the committees that we have with TREPAC with the Texas Association of Realtors is the immobilization.
Issues MOB.
And it is a fabulous organization. It's where, you know, each region can come and bring their issues, much like, you know, Patrick was talking about the power lines in Frisco. Well, now there's a water issue going down in the Buda and Wimberley area. And we get all different kinds of issues coming to that throughout the entire state. And this just gives, you know, that's the realtors coming in and telling us about it. But this is now giving the public a voice as well, and letting us know what issues are going on so we can get involved that way with them.
And that's why we're coming to San Angelo in May. We're going to have this skeet shoot with you guys, and we're really excited about it because it's an opportunity for consumers to get involved and to have a little fun, but also to raise some money to help protect their private property rights. It's a win-win all the way. You get to shoot some guns and help protect your own bottom line. I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
What's more Texan than that, right?
That sounds pretty darn good to me. You were talking about the issues, Mo, but examples on different things that happen. Years ago, I said, this is when cell phones really weren't, they were pretty new. So
right.
It tells you. I was actually still on the Planning Commission at that time, and they came in and they were putting the towers around San Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who wanted a tower in their backyard? Nobody.
Nobody, yeah.
So that's not what we're talking about. You know, it's kind of like the eminent domain that Patrick was talking about. You have to have it, but you got to. So I'm going to go back to the Planning Commission. I said, folks, how many have a cell phone? Every single person in the room raised their hand. I said, how many people want it near their house? Nobody. Well, you got to have towers to have service. So there's kind of some issues that, you know, that's some stuff we deal with. But like Chrissy's talking about, if there's something that's horrible, this is something that you can actually put your stuff in on our website.
Absolutely.
And talk about. And folks, these folks are great. They will address it, I promise you.
Oh, that's one of the great things about it is that it's instantaneous. We get that right, you know, it comes directly to our inbox. And that's something that we can't wait to get and wait to address. And if we don't have the answers, we can certainly get you to the person who does and get you your voice heard.
Okay, I'm going to say something. If I'm wrong on the radio, you just correct me.
Okay.
Let's say Billy Bob from San Angelo does you an email, and he's talking about a situation with these power lines that are going to go right through the middle of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that y'all could help him with?
Absolutely. We would get him in touch with our Issues Mobilization Committee and get his voice heard and get, you know, the information that we need in order to help him.
So actually, any of our consumers, any of our people that are involved with all this could actually even get some funding, not them directly, but the issue they're talking about, get
Absolutely.
Some funding to
Absolutely.
Help this situation.
That was the great thing. Patrick and I first started with Voice for Texas back in August, and our very first day on the job was the first time that phone call came in from Frisco. Do you remember that?
I do.
And it was really exciting because everybody was in this conference room, and the guy from Frisco was all up in arms, and this is what we need to do, and this is what they're telling us, and this is what we're fighting for. And everybody around the table looked at each other and said, yeah, we've got to get involved in this. And so they voted right then and there to, you know, commit $60,000 to that one particular issue. And since then, it's obviously grown because everything else has grown along with it. But it has been a fabulous, you know, first initiation to the issues mob that we've actually been a part of to see and kind of watched it from when it began and hopefully when it ends in success.
And again, that's all that Voice for Texas is about. It's getting you, the consumer, involved in those private property rights issues. They're going to impact your property and your family's ability to enjoy and use that property.
How perfect is that?
It doesn't get any better.
I mean, it really doesn't. And if you own a house, if you're renting a house, so the different rights you still have, the different things that are going on, this is a whole source just to help you.
Well, and I think also what's great about it is you're not alone. It's not just you, because once you get us involved, we're 90,000 strong. And it's amazing what can get done with that many people.
Well, folks, we're fixing around town. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners?
Come shoot some skeet.
May 9th. We'll be out there.
Folks, we sure appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you next Sunday.